for joining me today. My name is Jocelyn Sita, and I'm reporting for Rock the Trail, a project by Rock the Vote. I'm here in Los Angeles, California, and I'm about to interview Jose, a young man who was an illegal immigrant here in America, and what obstacles he has gone through and what he wants to see America accomplish. The interview is going to take place in the next couple of minutes. And of course, a little background on immigration and the topic is that this 2008 election is going to be shaped by the Latino vote. We matter. We do matter. And our vote does count. Now more than ever. The youth participation is inevitable. We are about to register 2 million young voters this year. This election is going to make history, and we're going to be part of it. And here we go. Throughout the interview, I will try to translate the words that are coming out of this interview from Spanish to English so you, the listener, could understand what Jose is trying to say, the message that he is trying to send. Thank you. Jose, why did you decide to come to this nation? Why are you here?
That's very important for me coming to this country because I have opportunity for jobs and families. That's I like the job and that's we find everything and for opportunities.
For opportunities and because you know to find a job and for a better future, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And what is it about this country that makes you want to stay? ¿Qué es la importancia de este país que te quieres quedar, que quieres estar aquí?
¿En inglés? Es una oportunidad que me da este país, la oportunidad de lograr sueños que tienen cada persona que viene aquí por una oportunidad de tener algo, un hogar, una casa, superarse y aprovechar las oportunidades que te ofrece este país de realizar tus sueños, sea por medio del trabajo o estudio.
So, basically what he is saying is that the reason that he wants to stay here is because you have the opportunity to create a life of your own with family and to have a home and to have an education and to have the opportunities that you don't get in the nation that you're born with. ¿Qué clase de sacrificios has hecho en orden para quedarte aquí?
Los sacrificios que me han costado a mí es de que ha estado atrás mi padre, mis familias, pero estoy aquí por una oportunidad de poder lograr estar bien por la situación legal y que estar en regla como cualquier otra persona que viene de otros países y respetando las leyes y todo y pues eso sería una razón muy importante.
Well, basically what he's stating is that some of the sacrifices that he did was to leave his family behind, his father and, you know, relatives. But at the same time, being here, you know, he wants to be here legally because he wants to, you know, be part of this society, be part of this community as any other person would. Now, for our next question, ¿usted qué piensa de la póliza de inmigración ahorita? ¿Qué es lo que tiene que cambiar?
Necesitamos que se apruebe la oportunidad de poder legalizar las personas que tienen un matrimonio con una persona que es legal en este país y que la ley te permita estar aquí en este país y arreglar como ellos quieren que sea sin salir de este país y para no tener una separación familiar y así poder estar unidos y lograr lo que una familia americana desea hacer respetando todas las leyes y reglas que el gobierno ofrece pero que se dé la oportunidad de que se arregle estando aquí sin poder salir al país de uno para que no haya esa separación y ese sufrimiento.
Well, they asked the response to this question, which is, you know, what do you think of the U.S. immigration policy and what needs to change, is the fact that there should be a law that allows illegal immigrants to be legalized if they are married to American citizens, people who are born in the United States, because without that law, they're creating more separations, families, and creating hardships and destroying families and having kids growing up without their parents, and that is something that needs to change, he states. Moving on to our next questions, which is, what would you like to voters to tell the next president about how to improve life for immigrants? ¿Qué es lo que tú piensas que, qué tú lo que le dirías a los votantes que le digan al el futuro presidente lo que tienen que hacer para que la vida de los inmigrantes sea mejor, se mejore?
Pues que piensen en sus familias, en sus hijos, en su descendencia de sus hijos que van a tener sus otros hijos, que sea una familia unida y que que piensen en los hogares, que piensen en el futuro de nuestros propios hijos y de los hijos de ellos mismos, para que así no haya separaciones y se puedan lograr muchas cosas.
Well, basically what he's saying is that they should take a look at the fact that without an immigration reform, they're separating families. They should have, they should be looking at the well-being of the families and nothing more, nothing less, because that is what makes this country unique, the fact that this nation is created based on family values. Going on to our next question, what do you want to accomplish here in the U.S.? ¿Qué quieres obtener aquí en este país? ¿Qué quieres alcanzar? ¿Tus metas, tus goals, tus valores, tus sueños en este país?
Pues que se realice una reforma migratoria que sea justa, que haya oportunidades de trabajar, que haya oportunidades de superación a las personas que no están legalmente aquí, que que las leyes no sean tan duras, para que haya ese cambio y haya una superación para todas las gentes que realmente necesitan estar legal y llevar a cabo todas las reglas de este país y saber que estamos en un país donde tenemos que cumplir con todas las leyes de aquí.
Well, ultimately what he wants to see is immigration law that is a just law for all people, for all illegal immigrants who should be here, who should be legalized to stay here, and basically ultimately to live a happy and fulfilling life with his family and friends and be able to live the American dream. Now, ¿cómo tú crees que la gente joven va a afectar esas elecciones? Que la gente joven esté afectada por los trabajadores indocumentados en este país.
Pienso que una de las razones es que el joven no se le ha dado oportunidad de poder ir a un colegio, de poder superarse en realizar sus sueños de ir a una universidad. Lógico, si no está bien, va a afectar a su familia y a todos.
Well, basically, the question is how are young people affected by being undocumented in the U.S.? And then he stated that because they're not able to go to school and better themselves, succeed, and come here to have an education that they so long for, and to be able to express their voice and say, you know, I'm here for a reason, and then I'm here to succeed, and because they don't have documents, they cannot fulfill that dream. Now, to keep going to our next question, which is, what would you like to people to know about the life and contributions of of immigrants? ¿Qué le quiere decir toda la gente de lo que contribuyen los inmigrantes a este país? ¿Qué mensaje le quieres dar a la gente?
Pues yo, en lo personal, puedo opinar que todas las personas no estamos en una situación legalmente correcta, somos usados por las personas, por los patrones que nos pagan justamente, y somos las personas, la mano de obra más dura, y estamos soportando todos los, pues, lo más difícil de aquí, y siento que lo justo es de que se dé un trato justo para todas las personas, no importa su raza, color, ni origen, de donde vengan, sino que se respete y se les dé los beneficios que necesitan para ellos y para sus familias.
Okay, well, basically he's saying that he would like society to know that immigrants, you know, are here and they contribute to the economy, you know, and they contribute to the multicultural diversity, and the fact that we're learning and we're living together as a society is that they're good people and that they are hard workers and they will never stop being, you know, hardworking individuals. Lo último, ¿por qué quieres ser americano?
Una de las razones que me gustaría hacer de este país y llevar todo como americano de aquí, contribuir con, pues, lo que es correctamente, es que se me dé la oportunidad de poder ser como otras personas que se tienen su oportunidad de tener un buen trabajo, de poder salir, de poder ir a muchos lugares sin tener una discriminación, y como dije en delante, es cumplir con las leyes y respetar a toda persona que vive en este país y cumpliendo todo bajo la ley de aquí.
No, well, basically the last question was that why do you want to be an American, and he stated that it's because he wants to know that he's going to be treated equally as everybody else, and he's going to be able to fulfill the jobs and duties that this nation has, which is voting, which is getting out there and abiding the laws, and, you know, living in a community where everybody's treated equal. And, you know, like he said before, it's because he wants to be here, because he knows that this country is where all their dreams come true. Thank you for listening to this interview. Thank you, Jose, for participating in this insightful interview on your life as an illegal immigrant and what you believe on this issue. Muchas gracias. If you would like more information on immigration, make sure to check out rockthevote.com/rockthetrail, where we have more insights on immigration on our blogs. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. And remember, stand up for what you believe is right. Because I bet you there's about 1 million people out there who think the same way you do.